If you own a property and have a second mortgage on it, and if you want to keep this property and get rid of the second loan, attorney Shaw Perali can help. Call 510-742-5887. Due to the uncertain economy, many people have settled their debts for a fraction of its value. It's recommended to use an experienced lawyer to deal with it. Shaw Perali is an experienced debt settlement attorney and has handled hundreds of such cases successfully. There are no upfront fees for debt settlement. Only when you win, you pay. Call Shaw Perali, attorney at law, at 510-742-5887 or visit yourdebtsettlementattorney.com for a free assessment. This is just an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is established by this ad. The law does not guarantee success. Call 510-742-5887.
Are you an H-1B visa holder? Do you have an I-140 petition approved or have an extension under AC-21 provisions? Are you on H-4 visa? If yes, we've got amazing news for you. As of May 26, 2015, you or your spouse on H-4 visa might be eligible for a work permit, aka EAD. And to apply, you need a lawyer who knows about H-4 visa issues. Lawyer Shaw Perali has been at the forefront of this fight for H-4 rights and has actually helped make this dream a reality. Now, his firm is ready to help you or your spouse get their EADs. Call 510-742-5887 or visit www.splgpc.com to apply for your EAD. This is an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is created by this ad.
Hey, good afternoon, Tushar. Thanks for a very good show.
Thank you for the show and all the information that you're providing.
Hi, Tushar Burley. Thank you so much.
Hi, Mr. Shah. Thanks for doing this program.
Hi, Shah. Thank you.
Hi, Shah. Thanks for picking up my call.
Hi, Shah. My name is Kunal. Let me thank you for this wonderful show. It's been a tremendous help, actually.
Mr. Shah Perali, thanks for sharing the information.
Good afternoon, sir. I would like to congratulate you. It's a wonderful show, and lots of people are getting benefited in different areas like immigration and settlement and all.
Yeah, good afternoon. So, first of all, thank you very much for providing all this useful information. Really appreciate. I've been listening to your shows. I've been listening to your shows only on Mondays, but I from now on, I'll try to make it a point to listen to it, you know, the other days also. Thank you for doing such a great show.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. That's a wonderful show.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm Mr. Shah. I appreciate your talk show and the listener for this, and it's very informative.
Yeah, hi, Shah. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Rajesh. Hi, thanks for taking my call, and first of all, thank you very much for your service, the community.
So, thanks for bringing up the current situation. It's unfortunate. It's affecting but the good people as well, whose aspiration is this country. Thanks.
Hello, Mr. Shah. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, sir.
Hi, this is Ravi. Thanks for taking my call, Shah Perali.
Hello, is this Mr. Shah Perali?
Yeah, this is Shah. You're live on air.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Good, thanks.
Happy holidays.
Oh, thank you, and the same to you. Hi, sir. It's a great show you're doing. Thanks for all your help. Thanks so much.
And now, from the San Francisco Bay Area studios, KLOK proudly presents to you the prominent attorney Shaw Perali for the Shaw Perali Law Show, coming at you with over 50,000 watts of power. The Shaw Perali Law Show, where all your views matter.
Hello, 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 everybody. Assalamu alaikum, Sastikar, namaskar to all the listeners. And today we are having a show live. We are on September 15 today, and 2016, and you have Shaw Perali live on air. I hope you can hear me properly right now. So I have today with me my great friend Franco, and we're going to, of course, talk about immigration, what's happening, and what will probably happen, and what can happen, and also take a few callers who can call on the immigration side. Feel free to call us at 408-912-5565, 408-912-5565. This is Attorney Shah Pirali from the Shah Pirali Law Group. And anything I'm going to tell you today, ladies and gentlemen, is for educational purposes only. You should not act or refrain to act solely on the information provided. You should contact an attorney if you have any questions. First of all, we are going to cover many topics now, which are so many of them to decide, unfortunately. But I'm going to talk a little bit about student visas and the problems we are facing right now for students who are coming to the United States. For number one, many of them, unfortunately, coming are getting stuck at the airport because for whatever reason, for very, very minor reasons, sometimes they're getting stuck at the airport. And also, we are seeing a lot of people not only getting stuck at the airport, we are seeing a lot of people also having issues when they come and they get into school. They don't maintain their student visa. So quickly, with the service system which is attached to them, they are seeing themselves into really unfavorable situations. I'm sorry for that. And also, we are seeing a lot of people that are really being affected because they come here and after they graduate, there's no jobs and things like that. So all those issues we will discuss, but let me take some callers and then we will discuss about those. This is Shah Pirali, you're live on air.
Hi, I'm calling regarding my H-1 visa extension.
Yes, sir.
I'm working with a client, an employer. I have an employer as well as vendor in between client and my employer.
Mm-hmm.
Now there is a change in my vendor from A to B, and my H-1 visa extension is in processing in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
So what should we do? I mean, we have submitted the documents related to the vendor, which is vendor A. Now I have to change to vendor B.
But the end client is still the same, right?
Yes, right.
Yeah, it might not be a big problem right now because at the end of the day, you're working, what they're looking at is the end client. It's not a material change that affects your location, etc. So you should be okay. But if at a later stage they question that, then you under an RFE, then you'll have to explain. But usually what they're worried about is, as long as you didn't lie in any place, it was just something that changed. But at the end, the end client staying the same. They're looking at the employer and the end client. Whichever route you went in there, as long as you don't lie, it should be fine. There's no amendment, nothing to be done. You should be fine. But if they're giving you a hard time on that, just give me a call and we'll look how to deal with that. Because usually they don't really worry about the vendor unless the vendor has some kind of investigation on them, etc. So I don't see any problem at this point, but just make sure that you're ready. If in case they question, you have your answers ready, etc. But at this point, you should be okay. Okay?
Thank you. Yeah.
Good luck to you. So let me take another caller. This is Shah Pirali. You're live on air.
Good morning, Shah. Thanks for this and wonderful show which you are doing. And
oh, thank you, sir. Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
My name is Kumar. My name is Kumar, and I have a question regarding my L1A extension.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I have the visa valid till June 2017.
Mm-hmm.
But since my passport is expiring early, I was given I-94 only till December first week of 2016.
Okay.
Now I have a renewed passport, and mm-hmm. it's valid for the next 10 years. I just want to know what is the next steps I need to do. Sure.
Oh, that's a very good question. Actually, I wrote an article and I also did a YouTube video on that. What you need to do, first step, you go to the CBP, ask them if they will be willing to call the CBP, either San Francisco or San Jose, whichever is closest to you. Then you go ahead and get them to extend it. If they don't do that, then you should go ahead quickly and file your extension on your L1 right now for your I-94, because once you pass that date, it will be very difficult to fix. So you need to call the CBP today itself or in the next few days, and if that doesn't work, then you have three choices usually in those cases. Number one, you go to the CBP. Number two, you can file the extension with the USCIS. Number three, you can just leave the country, come back. you can go to make, if you have a stamp on your passport, they will give you for the full time of the L1.
So can I go to India and come back?
Yeah, you can go to India, you can go to Mexico, you can go to Canada. As long as you have the stamp on the passport, you're fine. They will extend it. Okay?
Okay.
This is a problem which is very recurring. Actually, I wrote an article about it on our website, PiraliLaw.com. And
okay.
Also, if you go on the YouTube video, type Shah Pirali I-94 extension, and you probably will get the video on that how to do it. But it's a very interesting because a lot of people are getting this problem. Okay?
Sure. And then is there any problem if I extend on a premium basis, Mr. Shah?
No, there's no need to do, there's no problem to do premium for your extension. But the cheapest one usually people do, they just go to Mexico, especially if you live in the Bay or in California, go to Mexico and come back. Okay?
Sure. Thank you. Thanks for answering my question.
Good luck
thank
to you.
You.
Good luck. Thank you. Let me take another caller. This is Shah Pirali. You're live on air. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Yes, sir. You're live on air.
Yeah. Sorry. Shankar here.
Sir,
I have a question regarding converting a H-1 counselor to H-1 change of status. Is it considered as a fresh application or whatever the approved date will it come with? It's just a conversion. I'll take the answer offline, sir.
Hold on. Can you repeat the question? I didn't hear it properly. Sorry.
Okay. I wanted to know, converting from H-1B counselor to H-1B change of status when being in U.S., is it considered as a fresh H-1 application or the existing approved H-1 counselor will be converted? Or I have to go through
right.
All the... is it considered as a new H-1? What is the chances of any denial or anything?
No.
I wanted to know.
Okay. That's a long question, but I'll answer in short. First of all, no, it's not, because once you made it to the cap, you are inside the cap. So it's not a new, fresh H-1B. But changing the status when you do the counselor processing, you have to be careful because sometimes they deny those. They want you to do it. But no, you don't have to go to the April 1st, etc. And if you need help kind of changing that status, give us a call at 510-742-5887 and we'll be glad to help. Let me take another caller. This is Shah Pirali, you're live on air.
Yeah, hi. My name is Venkat. Thanks for taking my call and providing the information on air. I have a quick question, actually. So I'm running years 1B by middle of October. And due to some reasons, my company could not file the GC, so they're sending back to India. And they probably bring me back in another new visa. But my question is there has to be 365 days cooling period, right? If I have to come back on a new visa. So can I apply for a new H-1 in the coming year, basically in the April 2017?
Yeah, when is your H-1B reaching the 6 years?
October 15th.
October 15th, okay. Okay, there is a way to kind of work this out. Don't finish the whole thing, but it's kind of long for me to explain that on the radio. I have to look at the case. But you don't really have to do this. One of the things is to keep some time. Try them to start your GC because you don't have to wait for the... You don't have to be here while the GC is being processed. You can process it while you're in India. So that's an option. And number two, on April 1st next year, you won't be able to come here because it's not going to be 1 year yet. So, yeah, talk to me before you leave. I'll give you a specific thing. We can do consultation on this because if you might be able to save that one that you have right now. So let's see if we can do that because I've done it. It just have to be, they have to be how they do it. So if they do it on time, yes. Otherwise, you won't be able to get the what you're looking for in coming back on April 1st, you won't complete 1 year, so you won't be able to do that. Okay?
Okay.
So there is a way to save it, but you need to leave as soon as possible. Don't wait the last minute. But talk to me. Give me a call at the office. We'll do a consultation. 510-742-5887. We'll see if we can save that one that you have. Okay?
Okay, yeah, sure. I'll give you a call.
Okay,
right.
Good
thank
luck
you.
To you. You're welcome. Let me take another caller. This is Shah Pirali. You're live on air.
Hey, Shah, good morning.
Good morning,
thank you,
sir,
for sharing the knowledge and helping the people with the immigration matters. I have a question.
Go ahead.
I have a 140 approved from Company A. I moved to Company B and got my H1 extension based on the previous approved 140. But recently I got a mail saying that my 140 is being automatically revoked. So I have a question like whether my H1 extension is still valid, and will I be able to port my priority date if my Company B also processes my green card?
Very, very good question. Okay, there are two issues on your case. Number one, as long as you stay with that same company that you ported, you will, since you already got an approval, you will be able to continue with that company. You won't be able to move to another company, so be careful on that part. Number two, depends how it was. If it was revoked by operation of law, that means there was some kind of fraud. If USCIS themselves revoke it, then no, you won't be able to port the priority date. However, if only the company A, for example, took away the I-140, then yes, you can port the priority date. So it depends what was the reason that the case was revoked. So you need to find that out. Then you will be able to benefit from the priority date. But one thing which is more important, make sure you don't move from that company. If you pass 6 years, you won't be able to carry forward that time that you have with the present company. Okay?
Yeah. Is it something like common that like USCIS revokes the I-140 after it's approved? And
it is common without being common. If USCIS sees as fraud and misrepresentation in the case, what they do, they will send to the company A, who has the I-140, a notice of intent to revoke. And then if they don't satisfy that, and usually once the employee leaves their company, they don't really care. They don't answer those a notice of intent to revoke. Then they revoke it. But yeah, it is more common than uncommon, yes.
There is no notice of intent to revoke sent. It was like, it seems like it says they automatically revoked. So.
No, there's no automatic revocation. It doesn't work this way. So you have to double check. Maybe the company is not telling you, or the NOID got lost or something like that.
Yeah.
So you need to check.
Yeah, in the case, it was just so that we received your correspondence for Form 140. Does that mean the employer initiated this?
I didn't get your question.
So it says that we received your, the USS case history says we received your correspondence for Form 140 immigrant petition. So does that mean the employer initiated something?
Yeah, they might have revoked it themselves. If the employer is the one who revoked it, then you are fine. You keep your priority date. But if it is revoked by the USCIS, then no, you can't keep the priority date. Okay.
So when the company B files, they still have to provide the 140 detail even if it's revoked?
No, they don't have to, because the I-140 doesn't belong to you, it belongs to the company. One of the things you can do, you can try to do a FOIA and get the documents out. If you need help, just give me a call at the office.
Sure.
You can pull the documents from them and find out exactly. You can do a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act request. They might be able to give you all that information. I mean, people actually do it and keep a record of it.
Okay.
So it's free, so go ahead and do it. And if you need help, then we will charge you, of course. But you can do it on your own, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck to you. Let me take another caller. This is Shah Parali, you're live on here.
Yeah, hi, Mr. Parali. Thanks for taking my call. This is Rajesh from San Jose.
Hi, Rajesh. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks for helping on the community. So here are my details. This is for EB1C category, and my I-140 was applied in August 2015, and it got approved in April 2016. And right now, I have the combo card, EAD and AP. Now, the complexity is, my company legal name got changed around June 2016, and it's a big multinational corporation. Now, my employer is coming back to me saying that, hey, your I-140 was approved, but I-485 is pending, so we need to again refile the I-140. So I just wanted to know,
No, you don't have to. They just have to do an EC-21 letter. Actually, now you can move to any company. Once 180 days has passed, I-140 has been approved, you can just do an AC-21 letter. What he's talking about are for people who don't have an I-485, yes, then they might have to refile. But in your case, what they need to do, they need just to carry forward to the new company. They need to do an EC-21 letter. And if you need help in doing that, give me a call at the office. We'll do it
for
you.
My I-485 was applied in July 1st week, so it is still not 180 days.
It doesn't matter, because the way it works is it's technically what we call, by the time they will give you your green card, 180 days will pass. So you're still fine. You can still do it.
Okay. Is it irrespective of any category, right? Whether EB1 or C? Because I am talking about
EB1. EB1. Yeah, I could imagine, because you got it in April 2015. EB1 is also subject to the same rule, AC-21 rule. And EB1 is going to get current next month. So July, August, September, November. By November, everything. You should be fine. You should be able to transfer it. But if they want to refile it, you can let them refile it if you want to be safer. But you don't really need it. Okay.
Okay. All right. Yes. Thank
Good
you.
Luck to you. You're welcome. Let me take another caller. This is Shapira. You are live on air.
Hi. I have a question. Last year, I traveled to India. I was on OPT status and I got it stamped. And this year, January, I got my H-1 approved, and I may have to travel to India. So before that, can I get my stamping done in Mexico or Canada?
Yes, because you graduated from a U.S. School, right?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, if you graduated from a U.S. school, yes, you might,
yes,
you can do that, yeah.
Yeah, but this is my first H-1 stamping.
The first stamping usually has to be done in your country of birth. However, there are two exceptions. Number one, if it is not first time, and number two, if you graduated from an accredited school from the United States, then you can go to Canada or Mexico. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Good. Thank you so much. Yeah.
You're welcome, sir. You're welcome. Let me take another caller. This is Shapira. You're live in here. Okay. I think I don't have more callers right now. So, yes. This is Shapira. You're live in here.
Hey, hi, Shah. I have a question on the passport renewal.
Yes, sir.
I have an Indian passport, and I just wanted to know what's the process of renewing it in USA.
I'm not allowed to really answer those, but I'll tell you in general. I think you just have to go to the U.S. Indian consulate, and they will renew it there. Just go there, they will do it. You just have to pay the fee, because it's for pretty much every consulate. For as long as they have a consulate in the U.S., you can renew your passport there, unless you have some issues with the U.S. Then you will have to do that. But apart from that, that's the way it's done. But technically, I'm not licensed in Indian law, so I'm not allowed to give advice on that. But probably that, just call the Indian consulate in San Francisco. They should be able to do it right there. Okay?
Okay. Another thing on this is my green card is in process, and it's a spouse-based green card, because my spouse is a green card holder. So because my passport is expiring, is it okay to renew it? There won't be any impact on green card processing, right? I already got my EAD.
No, there's no real issue, unless you have some kind of criminal background, but no.
Okay, great. Okay, thanks,
okay.
Sir.
Good luck to you. Let me take another call, Franco. This is Shapira. You are live on air.
Hey, hi. Good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well, sir. I'm doing well. What can I do for you?
Yeah, actually, I'm an H-1. I'm moving to other company, and my last working day with my current company is 20th September. So I want to take a break for 6 days, and I want to join other company on 26th September. So these 6 days will make any issue while DC processing or H-1B stamping?
No, not really. But you already did the transfer, right? You already filed the transfer, right?
Transfer is done.
Yeah, 6 days, no. It's like a break. You have a right to vacation, no. If you take like a long break, like 1 month, 2 months, then I don't recommend it. I recommend first get your H-1B kick in and you take a break. But are you staying in the U.S. or going outside?
No, I'm staying in the U.S.
Yeah, okay. You're fine. It's not a problem. You should be fine. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. As long as your company doesn't revoke your H-1Bs, okay, the second one. Because make sure that they know you're taking a break, okay?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Good luck to you. Let me take another caller. This is Shaprali. You're live on air.
Hi, Shaprali. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have a question regarding I-140 letters. Mm-hmm. So my company filed DC and I got approved I-140. So when I request the I-140 letter, my company for some reason is not giving it and saying that company is property. So, is there any way I can get it, that letter, copy of I-140 approval?
Yes. Yeah, the best way to do that is to do a FOIA, Freedom of Information. Actually, I put a YouTube video on this. If you go on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Shaprali Law, you will see how to get a copy of your I-140. The best way is to just do a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, and actually, I have a guide, complete guide on how to do it there. You can just follow the steps, okay?
If I do that one, will my company know, or just...
No, they usually don't know, unless by mistake they send it to them instead of sending it to you. But technically, they are not supposed to give it to you, but there have been so many litigation that now they are just going ahead and giving it to people. So, yeah, it is most of the time people who have done it, and I have people calling on the radio confirming that, yes, they did get it, and we did it too, we got it. So most of the time, yes, you will get it. So go ahead and do that. And if you need help, just give us a call. We'll do it for you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck to you. Let me take another caller. This is Shaprai. You're live in here.
Hi, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Currently, I'm working in a consultancy, and I changed my work location. So my consultant has filed H-1 amendment a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So now my client is offering me a direct hire. And is it okay if I move when my H-1 amendment is being done?
Yes, and the problem with the amendment, until the amendment is approved, they won't approve your transfer. As long as your company that you're moving from is still in good terms with you, then I don't recommend moving, because the problem is just that amendment is usually complicated sometimes.
Uh-huh.
So if you have... if there's any kind of RFE or something and they don't answer it, until that amendment is approved, they will not approve a change of status for you to your new company. However, what you can do, worst case scenario, you might want to just do a consular processing. So I will not recommend moving right now, but if you have to move, you can move. Make sure that you don't have any kind of conflict of interest and you don't get into trouble with the company you're moving from. And also make sure...
Because this was a contract to hire position.
Okay,
and,
okay. Yeah.
And
so
he says now he wants me, so...
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not, like I said, it's not difficult, but I usually that amendment, as long as the other company is not going to create issues for you, then you're
fine. I mean my consultant.
Yeah, you mean the consultant, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So,
good
but,
luck to you.
What is that necessary? I need to collect from him before moving. You know, starting.
That is going to be a long thing. Just give me a call at the office. We can do a consultation because there's a lot of issues and
okay.
I have people waiting on the call. But call us 510-742-5887. We can go over the case to a consultation. Okay.
Sure.
Good luck to you.
Thanks.
So let me take another caller. This is Shaprai. You're live on air. Hello.
Hi, Chad. This is. Hi, sir. This is Kumar.
Hi, Kumar.
And
go ahead. I'm listening. Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Are you
yes.
able to hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but you're cutting off in the middle. But go ahead.
Oh,
keep talking.
Okay.
We'll see when
yeah,
we
yeah.
don't hear you, we'll tell you.
Yeah. So, Shah, this is Kumar, and I'm calling from Bay Area.
Yes.
This is regarding my I-140. So
mm-hmm.
company, as per my lawyer, he sent the I-140 petition to by
1st of September. I think, I mean, the submission date was 1st of September. But still, we haven't received any receipt or anything regarding that. So, what should be the reason on it?
No, it's still good because it's taking us 3 weeks to get a receipt right now.
Oh, and it doesn't make any sense. I mean, differentiate whether it's a premium file or a regular.
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference because right now that's another problem we are seeing. A lot of people are upset because it's taking like 3 weeks for them to give a receipt. So don't worry. Right. Just make sure, check with your company if they cashed the check and if the mail was delivered, then you're good. Okay?
Okay. I think checks are not cashed yet.
Yeah, because they are taking time. It's not only for you. It's like hundreds of people are complaining about this.
Got it. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, sir.
Just be patient. If there's any problem after that, give me a call at the office. We'll look into it. 510-742-5887. Let me take another caller. This is Shapra. You're live in here.
Hi. My name is Kalyan.
Hi, Kalyan.
I have a question regarding applying green card for parents.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm on green card right now, and if I apply for citizenship and become a citizen, and then if I want to apply for my parents a green card, what is the procedure and how long it takes for them to get green card?
Well, you can file a petition, I-130 petition for them. Once this is approved, the case will go to National Visa Center, and then from the National Visa Center, it takes around few. The first step takes like 4-5 months. The second steps take like also 4-5 months. So altogether, like 1 year, they should get the green card come here. But there's a lot of paperwork, but it's not very difficult, but it's a lot of hassle, and if you need help, we can help you. But it that's pretty much. But you have to become a citizen first, then give us a call. We can help you on that. But you just have to file the form. First form is I-130, and file all the necessary documents. If that gets approved, this is done with the Department of Homeland Security. Then they will send the case to the National Visa Center, and once the National Visa Center approves it, the case will go for interview at the U.S. Embassy. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Good luck to you. Let me take another caller. This is Shapra. You're live in here. Excuse me. Hello. Okay. So I think we don't have more callers right now, Franco. So we're going to take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen, and we will be back. And anything I'm telling you today is for educational purposes only. You should not act or refrain to act solely on the information provided. You should contact an attorney if you have any questions. The number to our office, 510-742-5887, and we will be back after those messages. And don't go anywhere. We have some more time to go. And thank you, Franco, and thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen.
Beerables Inc. is an e-solutions company that provides custom web design, web application development, and internet marketing services to individuals and businesses. They can build powerful e-commerce sites, mobile apps, develop content, and market you on social media. They can help manage your brand's reputation and provide rock-solid customer support. Call today at 1-800-651-6091 or email us at info@beerables.com for a free consultation today. Again, the number is 1-800-651-6091.
The Shaw Piralee Law Group and IMI Law Help, Inc. are proud to announce the release of the Immigration Law Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, and other renowned podcast channels. Immigration Law Podcast was designed to provide the audience with information on various U.S. immigration issues. The podcasts are unique because they are presented by the prominent attorney, Shaw Piralee, covering topics such as B-1, B-2 visas, visitor and business visas, H-1B visas, L-1 visas, O visas, EB-1 visas, student visas, perm labor certifications, national interest waivers, NIW, green cards, and citizenship. Although educational in nature, the podcasts provide a rare insight on immigration news and politics from an experienced lawyer's perspective. Immigration Law Podcasts, a unique perspective on immigration law. Download them from iTunes or Google Play. For more information, visit attorneyonair.com or call 510-742-5887. This is just an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is created by this ad.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is Attorney Shah Pirali for the Shah Pirali Law Show. And we are going to discuss about, of course, we were discussing about immigration before. Now we're going to change the topic a little bit, but we will still be taking callers for the next few minutes. But before I take more callers, Franco, let me go over the other thing that we help people on is debt settlement. A lot of people now are calling us. Things are getting a little bit tricky for them, because some of them are leaving the country, some of them are having issues with their credit cards, they're losing their jobs, and they're having issues with their home payments. We can help you. And one of the things we are seeing is that it seems like there will be some kind of economic slowdown coming soon, and you need to be ready. And if you have debts, it is a good time maybe to look into a debt settlement instead of going for a bankruptcy. And one of the things that you can use to do that is actually to do bankruptcy, not bankruptcy, but debt settlement. Debt settlement is a process of basically negotiating your loans or your debts and get rid of them in one shot for a fraction of its value. For example, your $100,000, we can maybe negotiate it for $10,000-$20,000, and they forgive you for $80,000. This is not an easy process, unfortunately. Some people try to do it on their own. The mistake is that when they try to do it on their own, they give too much information, because the rules doesn't require to give certain information, and you can filter those. And negotiating those is a talent now. And we have done almost 1,500 of those cases, including second mortgages on houses. Not the first mortgages, but second mortgages. And we have been very, very successful. If you need help on those, please give us a call at 510-742-5887. And the website to check is yourdebtsettlementattorney.com, yourdebtsettlementattorney.com. And we will be glad to look into all your case. And we can do it for debt settlement. We can do it for other issues, including if you have a lawsuit against you, for example, if there's a lawsuit, we can also negotiate and get rid of those lawsuits sometimes, or even after they get a judgment against you. What you don't want to happen is to have what you don't want to have is a situation where they have a lawsuit and they end up by making your life very miserable. You want to get rid of those debts. So call us if you need help. 510-742-5887. 510-742-5887. And let me take another caller, Franco, and then we will continue on that. This is Shah Pirali. You're live on air.
Hi, Shah. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. Go ahead.
So I had a question regarding H-1B extension and H-4EB. So my H-1B extension is coming up in the next few months. So once I file for H-1B extension and I get the approval, do I need to do something for my wife's EAD, which she has on H-4?
Yeah, technically you have to file the H-4 extension also, just to be on the safe side. But if the EAD is still good, you can use the same EAD, but just make sure it's done on time.
Okay, so if her H4 is extended, then we don't have to do anything on the EAD side, right?
Yeah, you don't have to do anything on the EAD, but the H4 has to be to follow the transfer and the extension. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, good luck to you. Let me take one last caller. This is Shah Pirali. You're live on air. Hello.
Hi, Shah. I have a question for you.
Hi. Go ahead.
Yeah, I came to U.S. on H-4 visa, and I applied for a change of status to F-1. But after a few months, I received an RFC, and during that time, I have withdrawn my change of status, and I also received a withdrawal acknowledgement from USCIS. Mm-hmm. And now, in this month, my husband is changing from one company to other one. And in this scenario, I would like to go to India in the next month, like in November. So does this create any problem for my stamping?
Usually no, unless there was, depend on what school you applied for, but if the school is not having issues or there was nothing fraudulent given to them, it should not be a problem.
Oh, actually, I'll be going for the stamping on the H4 itself, not on the F1.
No. I know, yeah. But they still look at the F1 application. For example, for people who have filed change of status with school like UNNJ and things like that, they are giving them a hard time. But apart from that, no, there's no problem. Just go ahead. They're not going to deny it. They might just delay it. So don't worry about it, okay? Just go ahead and get help from there. Just give us a call. We'll do a consultation and guide you, okay?
Okay.
You should be fine. Don't worry. Okay.
Oh, I was from, I can tell you the school. I was from SVU. So I just like to know, will there be any kind of issue?
Unfortunately, I cannot, because UNNJ is already on the news, so it's something. But for other schools, I don't really kind of assess on the radio. But so far, I don't hear anything bad, so you should be fine. But that doesn't, usually I have to do that to a private consultation and we can assess your case. So give me a call at the office if you have any concern, then we can do a consultation. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. So ladies and gentlemen, we covered a lot of topics and also talk about a lot of issues, and we were talking about debt settlement before I take the last caller. And for those who didn't have a chance to talk to us, please give us a call at the office. We'll do a consultation, 510-742-5887. And before I let Amit take over, I wanted to cover a little bit on the debt settlement, because this is becoming big again. A lot of people are calling us. They are worried, and they are losing their jobs, and they have credit card debts. They have second mortgages, especially in areas where houses are starting to go down. And we can help them get rid of those sometimes. And sometimes they have, not only that, they also have issues with other problems with their, they have a lawsuit against them and they owe money to someone and things like that. We can help them, and they don't have to go through bankruptcy. We can avoid bankruptcy for them. So please give us a call, 510-742-5887. To cap today, I wanted to cover from the beginning the student visa, so I didn't have time. So I'll cover it in 2 minutes before I give the line to Amit. So basically, we are talking about the issues that many students are having. It's not new. A lot of people who shifted to student visa now coming at the airport are getting stuck, or they came on a student visa, ultimately now they're not getting jobs, and after their OPT they have to go back home because they're not getting H-1Bs, and some don't want to go back. Of course, there might be reasons they don't need to go back. For example, if you are victims of a crime, you might get a U visa. For example, if your life is in danger, because I have a lot of different countries where there are many difficulties to go back because of wars and things like that, you might look into an asylum. Or if you're married to a U.S. citizen, you can also file for adjustment of status. Or, of course, you might have other options, what you want to do in the U.S. if you want to stay and, of course, continue your education, you can do that too. But there are many issues happening, so people have to be very careful before they go to school, or they come here and invest a lot of money in schools. And it's kind of sad because many of them mortgage their houses, etc., to do that. So if you need help on student visa, H-1B, L-1, EB-1, EB-2, EB-3, a National Interest Waiver, give us a call, 510-742-5887. And if you need help on debt settlement, the website to check is yourdebtsettlementattorney.com. yourdebtsettlementattorney.com, and again the same phone number, 510-742-5887. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to the show. We'll be back on Monday from noon to 1. And Amit, are you there?
Hey, Shah, yes, I'm here.
Hi, Amit. So, ladies and gentlemen, Amit is going to talk a little bit about debt settlement in Hindi and Punjabi and also real estate. So, Amit, that you continue, and we'll be back next week on Monday, noon to 1. Have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Shah. And, yes, Sashrikala Adhanavasa to all the listeners. Hope you guys are having a great morning. I'm here to give you a little bit of the details on what's happening in real estate right now. And if you are looking to buy the house at this winter market, what to look for, and you know, how you can prepare yourself. And if you need any help, definitely we are there to help you. And if you are a seller and you're thinking about selling it in the winter market as well, you know, there are offers still coming in at the multiple offers. You know, since we have listings available and we know that how the market is working right now. So if you need any help like that, let us know. Let me give you my details first. My number to contact me is 510-299-9361, and my website address is gambhiramit.com. And you know, we specialize karte hain kya kafi cheezon de vich agar tusi apna you know makan bechna hai ga khareedna hai ga investment property chahiye hai ga anything that you want to get it done, definitely we are there to help you out and you know, save you money. That's the main thing to definitely look for when you're looking to work with an expert to see how they can save you money. ਤੇ ਨਾਲੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਮੀਨ ਪੈਸਾ ਬਚਦਾ ਹੈਗਾ ਤੇ ਨਾਲੇ ਹਾਊ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਐਕਚੁਲੀ ਗੈਟ ਦਾ ਵਰਕ ਡਨ ਦਾ ਸਮੂਥਲੀ ਸੋ ਦੈਟਸ ਦਾ ਮੇਨ ਥਿੰਗ ਔਨ ਦੈਟ ਵਨ ਸੋ ਵੈਲ ਦਾ ਮਾਰਕੀਟ ਐਕਚੁਲੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਹੈਗੀ ਇਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਸਟਿਲ ਗੁੱਡ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਰੇਟਸ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਹੈਗੇ ਨੇ ਇਟਸ ਬੀਨ ਵੈਰੀ ਕੰਪੈਰੇਟਿਵ ਰਾਈਟ ਨਾਓ ਤੇ ਅਗਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅਗਰ ਰੀਫਾਈਨੈਂਸ ਵੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਪਏ ਹੋ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦਾ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਫੋਰ ਯੂ ਗਾਇਸ ਦਾ ਓਨਲੀ ਥਿੰਗ ਆਈ ਵੁੱਡ ਲਾਈਕ ਟੂ ਲੈਟ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦੀ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਲੈਂਡਰਸ ਹੈਗੇ ਨੇ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਲਿਟਲ ਬਿਟ ਬੈਕਡ ਅਪ ਰਾਈਟ ਨਾਓ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਕਾਫੀ ਫਾਈਲਸ ਆ ਰਹੇ ਨੇ ਰੀਫਾਈਨੈਂਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ and purchase waste we so they are like little bit backed up because of the situation. It's taking a little bit longer than expected you know to get qualified for the loan and get the appraisal done as well on the purchase and everything. So when you are actually getting into the contract, make sure you cover up all your timelines properly. Jehdi vi tuhade timelines hai ne jadon tusi contract de vich jande hai ke make sure you cover it up properly. So that way, baad de vich agar tusi apni conditions remove bhi karni hai gane, your deposit is safe and you don't lose the money in the contract and everything on that. So talk to your broker beforehand, actually, you know, or your realtor apne pehle ke, I mean, what's the situation and how soon we should be able to get it done. Agar tusi rent bhi karde payo, make sure do not give the notice until you are 100% sure ke you are getting the final approval. Jadon vi tuhade kol final approval aunda, give the notice at that particular moment, not do it beforehand when you get in the contract, because there was a situation with me. It happened you know, one of my client, they gave the notice beforehand as soon as they got in the contract, and then there was some problem in the loan, but they couldn't actually, you know, work it out. So we have to move them into the property beforehand as a renters, you know. We worked out the deal with the seller to make it happen, because they wanted to buy the property so badly. So we knew how to make it happen as we do the property management. And, you know, we figured it out and tried to get it done based on that. But if you are in the situation, sometimes that things might not be able to work out for everybody. But definitely we knew how to get it done. You know, we had the sources to make it happen. We were able to communicate it properly with the other agent, and were able to make it happen for them. So don't, you know, give the notice beforehand. Always give the notice. If you are renting right now, you're planning to buy the house, give the notice only when you have the appraisal in your hand and you know for sure that your file is strong enough that it's going to close. Because key on that, most of the time, 80% of the time, whenever we are ready to fund or we are ready to close, when they re-verify the file, you know, there's always some kind of conditions comes in or things happen in which, you know, there's a problem in that one, and then we have to figure it out and delay the file for some reason in order to make things happen and get it done. So think about that. You know, it's just a good tool that I'm providing it to you if you need any help like that. We are here to help you out and give you more details on how to tackle those kind of things. And make sure you lose your money when you're planning to buy the house. So that's the thing I wanted to talk to you, because you know these kind of things happen when you're in the transaction. It takes a little bit longer, but it looks like it's easy. But most of the time, it doesn't look easy, because there are a lot of things actually going in the backside of that, and that we are trying to work out with the lenders to make sure the loan goes through properly and you know, get it done. So again, let me give you my details. You know, if you are planning to buy the house and you want me to help you out, we can definitely help you out on that. And we have a lot of experience. We definitely get the best deal possible for our clients. They made a contact details like a 510-299-9361. My website address is gambhiramit.com. ਜੇ ਅਗਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੈਲਰ ਹੈਗੇ ਹੋ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਮੇਕ ਸ਼ੋਰ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਗੈਟਿੰਗ ਦਾ ਬੈਸਟ ਬਾਇਰ ਫੋਰ ਯੂਰ ਪ੍ਰੋਪਰਟੀ ਵਿਚ ਯੂ ਨੀਡ ਟੂ ਲੁੱਕ ਐਟ ਇਸ ਆਲ ਦਾ ਟਰਮਸ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਵਿਦ ਟਰਮਸ ਹੈਗੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਮੇਕ ਸ਼ੋਰ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਆਲ ਕਲੀਨ ਐਂਡ ਪਲੱਸ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਦਾ ਗਾਏ ਇਸ ਦ ਬਾਇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਪ੍ਰੀ ਕੁਆਲੀਫਾਈਡ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਕਾਇੰਡ ਆਫ ਥਿੰਗ ਐਕਚੁਲੀ ਆਲਸੋ ਯੂਰ ਰੀਅਲਟਰ ਵਿਲ ਬੀ ਏਬਲ ਟੂ ਹੈਲਪ ਯੂ ਆਊਟ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਸਕਰੀਨ ਦੈਮ ਪ੍ਰੋਪਰਲੀ ਦੇ ਨਿਊ ਵਟ ਟੂ ਲੁੱਕ ਫੋਰ in order to make sure that deal doesn't flop, because most of the time we are looking at it in this current market that a lot of listings are coming back in the market for some reason, and you know most of the time actually things happens with the job and everything, so it doesn't work out properly. So if you have anything you know that you think that these type of stuff is bothering you and you cannot be able to move forward and you know it's frustrating for you, give us a call so we can discuss about it, whether you want to sell the property or you want to buy it. We can definitely take care for you from both hands. And my number to contact is 510-299-9361. For the sellers, we have a special promotion going on, which means, you know, if you want to sell the property, we are only charging 1% on the listing side. So we will provide you with a full service, and we will actually, you know, do the brokerage tour and plus all the marketing and the social media and everything. Make sure you get the best exposure on your listing on that one. If you have 1030 mein exchange karwana hai, you are working to buy another property after selling your other property, we can definitely help you with the whole transaction, put it back together, make sure you're not paying a lot of money for that. Plus, you know, we have property management in which we can help you with the whole thing as well. So it's a great tool as well, you know, with us to work with us, because everything is under one roof, and that way you don't have to run around anywhere. We can make your job very easy on that one. So we have a couple of listings available if you need any help on that one. We have a listing available in Manteca, which is a 5-bedroom, 3-bath, 3-car garage. It's in a very nice neighborhood, 2005 built, and it's a double story, 1-bedroom, 1-bath downstairs. And this one is listed for $399,000. And then we have a duplex in Hayward, which is the 4-bedroom, 2-bath listed for $645,000 with 14,000 lot size. Rent coming in is about $3,100 on that one. And then we have a listing in San Jose, which is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1589 listed for $745,000. And the open house is going to be on Sunday between 12 to 3 on that one. You can call me for the details. My number is 510-299-9361. And, you know, we can help you out on that. Agar tuhade kol ache do loan hege ne on the property and, you know, you don't feel comfortable refinancing it right now, there are some things that is bothering you as well on that part. Tuhade kol thodi bahut hardship hai as well. You know, your credit score is down and you want to take a cash out for the investment property. For that, definitely you can call Shaparali, the team new. They can definitely help you out on the debt settlement as well, on anything based on the credit cards or your, you know, liens, tax liens or IRS liens, any card settlement that you wanted to do. They will make sure it's not a plan or anything. Like in Jera Vitwada, actually, I mean, you know, settlement on the, they make sure that, you know, you don't pay too much money from your pocket. Just like 30,000 da hega, they can try to settle it up for $3,000 and then the rest is going to be waived for on that one. So those are the type of deals they can get it for you. Agar tuhade kol koi vi do loan hai gane ya credit card di lien hai gaya and you want to get rid of it, you know, obviously it's harming your credit. For that, you can contact them on another number like 510-742-587. And then again, for the real estate, if you are, I mean, on track, you want to invest, you want to buy, you want to sell anything in the real estate, you can definitely contact me. Mera number hai 510-299-9361. And my website address is gambhiramit.com. So that's all we have for you guys today. And then we'll be back on Monday. And then we have another show on Tuesday from 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. in which, you know, we can come up with a different topics and then talk to you. And then you can call us on studio line number at the time. And we can definitely take your calls on that one. So have a great day and enjoy. Thank you.
Are you an H-1B visa holder? Do you have an I-140 petition approved or have an extension under AC-21 provisions? Are you on H-4 visa? If yes, we've got amazing news for you. As of May 26, 2015, you or your spouse on H-4 visa might be eligible for a work permit, aka EAD. And to apply, you need a lawyer who knows about H-4 visa issues. Lawyer Shah Parali has been at the forefront of this fight for H-4 rights and has actually helped make this dream a reality. Now, his firm is ready to help you or your spouse get their EADs. Call 510-742-5887 or visit www.splgpc.com to apply for your EAD. This is an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is created by this ad.